Hey guys, this is Justin Coffin for the 330 Sports Show. Today is Thursday, February 10th, 2022. Today is going to be our Super Bowl show. So we're going to get into a lot of different things with the Super Bowl. I came up with 20 different prop bets that kind of go along with the game flow. And it's going to enable us to kind of talk a little bit about both teams, kind of tell you what to expect in the game, but also threw in some fun stuff too that are more some of the more exotic prop bets in there as well. We're also going to get into some of the music that goes along with the Super Bowl, some of the top 10 halftime shows I came up with a list of. Some of you might agree, some of you might disagree. I put out there on social media, and a lot of you guys gave me some good feedback for that, and I took that into account. Now, this is just going to be my list. Feel free to write in and tell me where I'm right, where I'm wrong, and feel free to comment in your favorite Super Bowl prop bets. We're going to go, obviously, the main ones, the line, the over-under, the total, but we'll do like the passing yards and some other fun stuff here in a little bit. So we're not going to get into any of the NBA stuff. The trade deadline did come and go. It has passed. The Cavs did not make another move. There was a huge move, James Harden and Ben Simmons trading place. We'll get into that next week. Have a couple great interviews coming up for you next week as well. So we'll get into all that stuff today, or next week, I'm sorry. But today we're going to focus primarily on the Super Bowl. And so let's get that started and let's get right into it. So we're going to go over our favorite prop bets. And let's start with how do you normally start a football game? You start with the national anthem. So the length of the national anthem in the over under is projected at 95 and a half seconds. So 1 minute, 35 and a half seconds. And it's going to be sung by Mickey Guyton. She is known for being a black country music star. So should be good. Now, I've never heard her music. So what I did, I went and listened to it last night. Just one quick song. She's got a great voice. And I noticed she sings. I thought she had a pretty quick tempo. So for this, Joe, I am going to take under 95 and a half seconds for the national anthem. What say you?
You're going under?
I'm going under 90, under 95 and a half seconds.
All right. I'm going to go over because I have, okay. I think that when it comes time, they take, you know, the moment and they like really stretch out those notes. So I'm going the over.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to keep track of all these picks. We'll put them out there and see how well Joe and I do next week. So that is our first bet. The next one, what do you do after the national anthem? Generally, there is a coin toss. So you know me, I'm going tails never fails. We've talked about this a lot, especially in the past couple of weeks, especially after the Bills and Chiefs overtime game. I'm going tails. Both of them are minus 103. So you got to, you know, put up $103 to win $100. So Joe, I'm going tails.
Is this what the team picks or is it what it ends up being?
What it ends up being.
Okay, I'm going tails as well.
Okay, so Joe and I are both going tails because why?
Tails never fails.
That's exactly right. Okay. After that, you know, you might have some more pageantry going around, whatever, but usually the next thing to start the game is the kickoff. So we're going to say the opening kickoff, is it returned for a touchdown? If it is returned for a touchdown, it is plus 8,000. That means a $100 bet will get you $8,000. If it is not a touchdown, you would have to put up $20,000 to win $100. So not getting great value there. So, or the other option is, will it be a touchback, which is very likely in a lot of cases. So that is minus 112. So you'd have to put up, $112 to win $100. So Joe, What say you? You're going with the touchback. All right. And Joe and I are both going touchback on the opening kickoff. So we're both even on that one. All right. Now, so whoever gets the ball, whether it's the Rams, whether it's the Bengals, on the very first play of the game, will it be a run or a pass. Run is favored. You'd have to put up $144 to win $100. Pass is a little bit more of the underdog. Joe, what are you going on this one?
Man, it depends on who gets the ball. If the Bengals, they run. If it's the Rams, they pass. So I'm going to say the Bengals are going to get it, and it's going to be a run.
Very interesting. Okay. And you're actually right on there, because I looked at the trends. The Bengals actually do run a lot on first down. So I had run as well. So far, three out of our four picks are alike. We're both going run, which probably means we think the Bengals are going to win the opening coin toss.
All right.
So, all right, to our fifth bet. Now, as you knew, last year, Tampa Bay got to the Super Bowl, played in its home stadium. That had never happened before. This year, the game is once again in the home team's stadium, SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Now, Tampa Bay would be a more extreme home field advantage, because Southern California is not generally known as a sports town. Los Angeles, they have great sports teams, but not necessarily great sports fanatics. A lot of times it is not the Midwest. Here in Ohio, we live and die with our sports teams. We know that, you know, whether it's you're a Browns fan or a Steelers fan or a Buckeyes fan or whatever it might be, we live and die with our sports teams. Now, the question is, how many times will home field advantage be mentioned during the broadcast? Whoa. It is at 1.5, which means it's got to be said twice to hit the over, once or none to, you know, I think it's for sure going to be said at least one time. Now, the question is, do you think that gets mentioned more than once? So, Joe, what do you say?
Who's our commentators?
It is on NBC, which I believe means Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico, or no, it might be Mike Tirico, might be Al Michaels, might be Chris Collinsworth. So I'm going to say Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are probably the main
two. I'm going with over.
Now, if this was a CBS game and Romo was on it, 100% over.
In the first 2 minutes.
Now, I pre-selected all my picks, not knowing what you were going to say. I also wrote over for that as well. So I think no matter who it was, whether it was Nance, whether it was Romo, whether it's ESPN guys, whether it's Joe Buck, whoever, I think they're going to bring it up. I don't think they're going to, like, you know, beat a dead horse with it, but I think it's said two or more times. So we're going over for this one. All right. Now,
someone was really mean to me on the this morning. They said if the NFL never wanted to repeat the home field advantage in a Super Bowl, they'd put it in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Why would they say stuff like that?
I saw that too. And, you know, I mean, people got to have a little bit of fun. Us Browns fans can dream, right?
We can dream.
But one
they,
day. You know
what? They do that, and we go to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That year.
and no doubt Cleveland would get like 2 feet of snow that weekend. Yes. So,
oh, would that be a Super Bowl? If you get a snow bowl?
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I can only think of a non-dome stadium, it being in a cold weather city once. It was, I can't remember what Super Bowl, but probably about 8 to 10 years ago when the Denver Broncos played the Seattle Seahawks, and that was in New York City. So that was, or well, in New Jersey, wherever that game's played, but you know, in the home of the Giants and the Jets there. But that would be kind of cool. So it would be kind of cool to, but I think part of the Super Bowl is the travel aspect, to enjoy it for the fans, to make it an experience. So you know, if you're really taking chances, if you're having it in a cold weather city, you just never know. All right, so let's get into some of the actual players. Now, let's start with Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford had a long career with the Detroit Lions. He is, you know, could cement a legacy, could change the talk of his career based on how he performs in this game. You know, he played on some very, very terrible Detroit Lions teams, comes over to LA with the Rams, you know, is that kind of that missing piece, gets them to the Super Bowl in his first year with the team. They gave up a lot of, you know, draft capital for him, a first round pick. So his over under with all his weapons, you know, you got to keep in mind Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham Jr., Van, there's three or four other wide receivers and some tight ends that can make some noise for the Rams. So his over under for passing yards is 279.5. So Joe, I'm telling you, I'm taking the over for this because I think this is a legacy game for Matt Stafford. I think this is huge. I do think he's going to throw an interception or two because he has that tendency, but I think he's going to have to throw a lot to win. So I'm going to go Matt Stafford over. So I guess 280 yards or more to cover this bet. What do you think?
Over as well.
Joe and I are both going over for Matt Stafford. So let's go on to the other side of the ball. Joe Cool, Joe Burrow, he's been talked about a lot. He's an Ohio guy. It's really hard not to root for this guy. I mean, he is about as likable as it gets. Graduated from Ohio State University, claims, you know, Buckeye fans can claim him, although, you know, he did end up winning a national championship with LSU. But this guy could be the first quarterback ever in 3 years to win a Heisman Trophy, national championship, and Super Bowl. And, you know, there was a prop bet. I didn't put it on here, but it said, will Joe Burrow smoke a cigar post game? And I think winning, yes, losing, no. So if you think the Bengals are going to win, I would take that bet. But if you think they're going to lose, don't take that bet. So Joe, his number is 275 yards passing, a little bit lower than Stafford's, only a couple yards lower. But what do you think about Joe Burrow?
I'm taking the under, but super close.
Okay.
Super close.
Okay. Joe is going with the under with Joe Burrow. I am once again going over because I like the fact that it's in a dome stadium. I like the fact that it's in LA, so the weather was going to be nice regardless. But I think Joe Burrow is going to have to, pass to win this game. He has the weapons to do it. We'll talk about some of those weapons here in a minute. But even out of the backfield, Joe Mixon is going to be someone you're going to have to deal with. You obviously have Ja'Marr Chase, the rookie of the year. You have T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. You got a good tight end. So I think Joe Burrow is going to have to pass to win, even though he has a rough offensive line against a good defensive front. But I think there's going to be enough plays made in that game to get him over that 275. So let's go to the next one. Now, this is a guy I think could be the most valuable player of the National Football League this year. And if we were describing him in a as a white wide receiver, we would describe him as quick, speedy, scrappy. But honestly, with all due respect, whether he was white or black, Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver in the National Football League this year, bar none. His stats prove it. Now, his over-under, he has already set the record for NFL. He broke Michael Irvin's record of 12 total games with over 100 yards receiving in the regular season and playoffs. Will he get over that? We will see. But his over-under is set for 104.5 yards receiving. Joe, what say you?
Blast through that. Even with his little Amish beard there, he's getting more than 100.
Okay. All right. So Joe and I are both going over 104. So 105 yards or more for Cooper Kupp. So Joe, we have, I think, three differing bets right now out of eight, not too bad. So we'll see how this all plays out. Now here's another Cooper Kupp prop bet that I thought was really interesting. It ties in with the Olympics. So Cooper Kupp, receptions, total receptions. So, you know, it could be four receptions. It could be 15 receptions, whatever that is, versus the United States gold medal count from, the Beijing Olympics. So if Cooper Kupp gets more receptions, that is minus 175 for the U.S. gold medals. That is plus 145. So he's actually favored to have more receptions in this game than the United States will have gold medals. I checked this afternoon and the United States had four gold medals as it stands today. I think we're about halfway through. So I guess you just got to pick the whatever you think is going to be higher. So I'm going under. I think the United States ends up with more gold medals than Cooper Kupp. So I'm taking the underdog here. I'm going U.S. gold medals at plus 145. Joe, what do you think?
I'm taking the over. I think he gets targeted a ton in this game.
All right. I like that point. So Joe is going over. Cooper Kupp catches versus he thinks that's going to be greater than the U.S. gold medals. I'm going under that. All right.
And if this is halfway through and they only get eight gold medals, then that's going to be an easy one.
Yeah.
Eight receptions. Agreed. Come on.
I think so, especially for a guy with the high volume that he has. Sure. All right. Now let's go to Cincinnati's star on their side of the ball. It is. Get it to load here. It is Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase has an over under set at 78.5 yards. Did that not load?
It didn't.
That's weird. We'll get it to load eventually. Well, it's on my screen, but anyway, like while this is working on loading, Ja'Marr Chase's over under is set at 78.5 receiving yards. Ja'Marr Chase has been an absolute stud this year. Not necessarily the extreme high yardage. I think he had around 1400 yards this season, which is amazing for a rookie, but, 78.5 yards, receiving. Joe, what do you think?
I'm going over.
You're going to go over.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another one where we're different. I think Ja'Marr Chase makes a big play or two in this game, but I have him going under the 78.5. I don't know why. I just think, they're going to. Jalen Ramsey is a great corner for the Rams. I think they might try to lock him up and try to shut him down and kind of let the other Bengals receivers do the damage. So that's my justification on that. So we'll see on that. All right. Now, our old friend, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, I was going to thank you for keeping him off the list, but now
it's all gone, man. I had to put him up. Oh, and there's his mean mug right there. So he's actually looks pretty happy. I saw Jarvis Landry dropped in on one of his press conferences the other day. Those two are good buddies. And you know what? Odell Beckham, I will say this. His Cleveland Browns teammates love the guy and always spoke highly of him and still do. So I will say, you know what? Like, you can say what you want about him, but as a teammate, he seemed to be a good dude. Maybe him and Baker, not so much, but like the rest of the wide receiver core and a lot of the offensive seemed to like him.
A true talent. You can't take
that. Oh, he's great. He's great. You know, and whether you like him or not, he is, like you just said, he's a great talent. So 60.5. I have Odell Beckham Jr. going over, because I think he's hitting his stride. I think he's one of those guys that when the bright lights are on, I'm going to show out. You know, he did it with the Browns against the Cowboys last year before he got hurt in that big game. He had three touchdowns, made a bunch of huge plays. So I am going over 60.5 receiving yards. Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's closer to 80. It's not, it might not be into the hundreds, but it's definitely going to be over 60.
Okay. So Joe and I both over 60.5. For OBJ. All right. Now, we'll get back to some of the prop bets here in a little bit, but let's get into some of the halftime festivities. Now, the halftime show will be performed by Mary J. Blige, by Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop, and Kendrick Lamar. Now, Vegas has set the over-under for 10.5 different songs during the halftime show. Now, that's five different artists. If they each went two songs, that's 10, you know, but you know, we all know the halftime show is probably about 10 to 15 minutes, but they usually mix and match a bunch of different songs in there. So I'm still going to go over, I'm still going to go under. I'm going to say 10 songs are played. So I'm going to go under 10.5.
I'm going with under, because I think most of those artists are going to be walking around with walkers and they've slowed down considerably. So it might be 10 songs. If they get to 9 of them or 8 of them, I'll be surprised.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's good. You know, okay. Let me ask you this, like a music question too. So when I was younger, and then, you know, you always have those like counterculture people in your high school or middle school or whatever. Like I grew up, you know, early 90s, let's just say early to mid 90s were my kind of like middle school years. And then my high school years were mid to late 90s into the 2000s. So you always have those counterculture people where people wearing the Doors shirts and you have people wearing Rolling Stones and stuff like that. You know, my question is, are there kids walking around in high school today with Dr. Dre and Snoop and, you know, like NWA and stuff like that? Are there, you know, are there, what's that all about?
What's the line on this? I got to answer a question. That, a line.
That I don't know. But I always wonder, like, okay, so whatever music's popular, you know, let's just say, let's go back, 5 years, and, you know, whoever you like, you know, whether it's pop or, you know, will people be listening to Taylor Swift in 2050? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. 30 years from now, will people be listening to Taylor Swift or Adele or Kendrick Lamar or, you know, any of these major, major artists that are right now? Like, that to me is always a question I always wonder about.
Yeah, you know, so. I'm with you. I think one day this pop culture will be retro and it'll appear on those shirts.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just a curious thing, because a lot of times it's like rock music or like that classic rock, you know, that people grew up with. But there's always that counterculture of like a smaller population, whether it's high school, middle school, whatever, that's always pushed that. So Joe and I are both going under 10 and a half songs. So
from the aged old school pop stars.
Exactly. But I actually am looking forward to this halftime show. And in just a little bit, we'll start talking about some of the halftime show.
Now what? Oh, we're going to.
No, go ahead.
No.
You want to save it? Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's the next prop. This one's really interesting. I like this one because it, you know, takes into effect. Basically, are you saying there's going to be a trick play or no trick play in this game? Because how many players will attempt a pass in this game? Now, obviously, we know there's going to be two for sure. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Matt Stafford. It's going to be Joe Burrow. But then you can factor that in a lot of different ways. Will one of them maybe get hurt? And then you bring in a backup quarterback. That equals a third. Odell Beckham, we know, has thrown passes in Cleveland before. He's thrown passes in New York before. Will they break out a trick play? Will the Bengals break out a trick play? Maybe, you know, flip it to Joe Mixon and he throws a pass. So, Joe, what do you say on this?
I'm going with under. I think they're both going to play really conservative because it's going to be so tight. So I'm going with under.
Okay. I'm going to say under as well. However, if there is a trick play, I'm going to say it's from the Rams over the Bengals, because I like what you're saying. I think the Bengals play it a little bit more traditional, whereas Sean McVay is kind of, a crazy offensive mind where he has broken down that tape and he's looked for any kind of weakness. And especially with 2 weeks to prepare, if he sees anything, or if he's like, Odell, can you make that throw to Cooper Kupp or whoever? I think it's the Rams, but I'm going to go with you and say under. And I think
those represent a little more risk in plays than normal. And it's not like you get a next game to recover from.
Exactly.
This. And especially because both of them have really high powered offense. I don't think they need to go to the trick plays to pull this one off. And I think they both think they can do it just with traditional.
That's a good point. And, as much as we like trick plays and as much as we see them, you know, it's not that common. So a trick play can even be a reverse or something, but that doesn't involve a pass. So should be an interesting one. 2.5 passes. We're both taking the under, or 2.5 players making a pass, taking the under. All right. Here's a commercial one. We all know the Super Bowl is very famous for commercials. Now, I saw this one yesterday and I thought this was interesting. How many commercials will feature a dog? Now, let me clarify this, because that might be a little confusing the way that's worded. Now, 6.5 total dogs. There could be more than 7 dogs in one commercial. That would be the over. So I'm asking, not 7 different commercials, will there be 7 dogs or more featured in commercials during this Super Bowl? Joe, I'm going to let you go first.
This is the toughest one you've had out there. I'm going to go with under. I think we're going to be dogless in this Super Bowl.
Okay.
Hopefully we're dogless in this Super Bowl.
Okay. I think there's a couple things that sell always. 1, dogs. 2, babies. 3, women in scantily covered women. Yeah. So it's either going to be alcohol, with women.
Name the last Super Bowl commercial that featured A-Dog. Are there any?
Well, you know what? I don't have the research to back me up on this.
Can you remember any?
But I know like some of the Budweiser commercials with the horses.
They had like a Dalmatian. Stuff.
Isn't there like, yeah, like yeah. There's always a dog. Now, I can't, you know, say, oh yeah, that Michelob Light commercial or that, you know, whatever it might be, those Doritos commercials or whatever. But I think I'm going to say seven or more dogs are shown in the Super Bowl commercial.
Now, do you think it's going to be in one commercial or do you think it's going to have different commercials?
I think there's going to be a couple different commercials that feature a couple different dogs. So there will be, remember Spud McKenzie?
I do.
I mean, I was like a little kid. I'm sure you were too, but I remember, and that still sticks with me. And I think that was a Budweiser commercial or a Bud Light commercial. And I can still remember that dog's name today. That's had the power of advertising too. So, all right, 6.5 dogs total in commercials. If it goes under, which is the favorite, which is Joe's taking -117, over is +150. I'm taking the underdog like that. All right, now on the other side of the coin, babies. We already talked about that. So babies, will there be three babies or more? So the over under is three. There's no half in this, so it's three. Over is -160, which is the favorite. Under is +125. How many commercials will feature a baby? Now, I believe this is the actual commercial. Does that make sense? So it has to be four commercials to feature, have to have kids, you know, kids or babies. Let's call a baby 3 years or younger. You know, I don't know the parameters on this, but let's call it 3 years or younger. So I'm going with a push on this one. I think there's going to be exactly three. What do you say?
I'm going to say over.
Okay. Joe's going over. So Joe thinks four or more commercials featuring little kids or babies. So,
cause I can remember two commercials from last year, the monkey diaper baby.
Mm-hmm.
That would have counted as one. And they played that at least five times.
There's your over right there.
Yeah,
as long as it's during the game. So
all right.
That's all that counts. So I believe I'll have to look this up to clarify it too, but I believe it's from basically when the national anthem starts until, you know, the final whistle.
Okay.
So, all right. Now at the end of the game, you know, last year, Andy Reid got doused in orange Gatorade. This year, now I just brought up the three most popular bets. There is the blue Gatorade bath, the orange Gatorade bath, or no Gatorade bath. So blue, actually the favorite is orange. The next best is there will be no Gatorade bath. And then the third most popular is blue. So I am going orange on this one just because I think on the sidelines, that's generally the most popular color. Again, I have no data to back this up. I'm just going off of what I think. So Joe, I'm going orange. What do you say? And it could be a different color that wasn't on the list. So what do you say?
So I'm thinking the Bengals win and they put orange on their sideline just because it's the proper color. Okay. So orange it is.
All right. So Joe and I both going orange. And you know, we're both Browns fans. Let's get some orange in the Super Bowl for God's sakes. All right. Next one. We got four more of these left. The actual line, probably the most important thing in the game. So I looked at a couple different sites. Some had it at 4. I saw one at 3.5. I saw a couple at 4.5. So I just split the difference and went with 4.
It's probably pretty
so, yeah, I think by the time the game kicks off, it's going to be a 4-point spread. LA is the favorite. Again, in their home stadium, but to me, I don't really think that factors in. I think you just pick who you think's going to win, and if you think they're going to win by that many points. So I'll explain my logic in a minute. Joe, what side are you taking with the spread?
I'm already rooting for the Bengals straight up. Given 4 points, I'll take it all day.
Okay. All right. Joe is going Cincinnati to cover, and Joe's actually going to go with the money line. It sounds like.
Yeah.
So Joe is going Cincinnati with the money line. I am going to take the Bengals to cover, and I'll explain why in a minute. So I'm going to go with the Bengals +4. Now let's go to the next one, the over under. Now, both of these are -110 for the total. I think the total's low. I think 49.5 doesn't sound like a lot of points to me. That's 26-25 is an over. So I'm taking the over. I think this is a game that's probably around the 60-point total in that range, 60-65. I'll give you my game prediction here in a minute. But, Joe, what do you say? Over or under?
You can't have that many playmakers with the amount of yards that we said they were getting and not put that few points up on the board. So I'm going over.
All right. And a wise man once said, life is too short to bet the under. So the nice thing is with the over, you can hit it early. With the under, you're sweating it out the whole game. Yeah, you're sweating it out the whole game. So we're both going over. Now.
So do you think it's going to be 49 by halftime?
I do not. Okay. I think actually the teams might start slow and then they will build up. And then I think there could be a late push, kind of like in that I'm not going to compare it to the Bills Chiefs game from a couple weeks ago that was insane, but I think there could be some late pushes at the end. So I am going to go, I think we're both going with the over, but I think there could be some, once some, the butterflies get away and the both teams settle in a little bit, we'll get, you know, some more scoring. All right. So let's go with the favorites for the Super Bowl MVP. So here are the top odds based on the Super Bowl props. This was as of this morning. Matt Stafford is the heavy favorite, basically even money. Joe Burrow plus 230, Cooper Kupp plus 700, Ja'Marr Chase, the star wide receiver, plus 2000, Aaron Donald, probably the best defensive player in the league, plus 2000, and Odell Beckham Jr., plus 2500. So, Joe, if you have to pick,
I'm going with Joe Burrow MVP in orange Gatorade.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, that makes sense. If you like the Bengals to win, you almost have to pick the quarterback or who you think's going to win. So that makes sense. I'm going to go the opposite side of the coin. I'm going to go Matt Stafford. I think this is a game where he kind of supplants his legacy. If he wins a Super Bowl, I think he could be a Hall of Fame quarterback based on his stats and his resume over time. But Joe and I are both going with the quarterbacks in this.
Now, I'm telling you, Justin, like every time there's this suitable storyline where there's some quarterback that they want to do well, you almost think that it's going to skew in that direction.
Yep.
All right. No conspiracy theorists, but do you think there's a conspiracy here?
I don't. The quarterback's always, you know, the best, most important position in all of sports, really. So I think, you know, and here's the thing with the wide receivers, when they're accumulating stats, so are the quarterbacks, and the quarterbacks can spread it around to different guys. Whereas the wide receivers, it's all on them. So if Cooper Kupp wins the MVP, he would have to have like three or four touchdowns, maybe a couple important rushes. Same thing with Odell Beckham. The only pick I might go a little bit different that wasn't even on that list is Jalen Ramsey. I think he's the best cornerback in the league for the Rams. I don't know what his odds are, but he would be kind of my wild card, maybe throw $10 on him, because if Joe Burrow is susceptible to interceptions, as is Matt Stafford, if they throw a pick or two, most likely that could, you know, be a game-changing play. And so I'm going to say Jalen Ramsey is my wild card. I know a lot of people probably love Aaron Donald to, you know, be that defensive kind of game wrecker because the Bengals offensive line isn't very good, but Joe and I are both going with the safe bet here. I'm basically going even money with Matt Stafford. Joe is going with the underdog, but awesome quarterback Joe Burrow for the MVP. Now, Joe, when said MVP is interviewed after the game, who will he thank first? Will he thank his teammates? Will he thank God or his religion? Will he thank his family? Will they thank either the city of LA or their fans, or the city of Cincinnati and the Bengals fans? Will they thank the coaches or the team owner? Who gets thanked first?
I'm going with city and fans.
Okay.
Joe Burrow thanking Cincinnati, his home.
Okay. So you are going with the fans, and Joe Burrow, an Ohio guy. Not a bad pick there. I am going to go with teammates because I obviously went with Matt Stafford. you know, he probably liked his teammates in Detroit, but but he knew they weren't getting it done. So he's like, man, you bring me out to LA. I got Cooper Kupp. I got OBJ. I got good running backs. I got a decent offensive line. I got a great defense. I'm thanking my teammates. They got me this Super Bowl. They got,
I finally so, have some.
Yeah. So very, very interesting there. So those were our 20 picks, believe it or not. We got through those pretty quickly. So I'll recap those and put that on social media.
I honestly think that's the most we've deviated from almost having 100%. Mm-hmm. We could probably get what, 8 different ones?
Yeah, we're probably about 60% ish in that. But I'll put that out on social media and we'll see how well we do. All right. So now I got to share one more image Super Bowl related. Now, anybody who is a Simpsons fan has known the Simpsons have predicted a lot of events in the future. They predicted Donald Trump to be the president. They predicted some other crazy, weird things. Now, I will say, if you're watching this on screen, the bottom right picture, it's a newscaster, and he has the Bengals playing the LA team. It doesn't say Rams or whoever, but they had the Bengals and Rams in the Super Bowl. Now, I will say a third party added that score, 34-31. That was not a prediction, but they did say the creator, I think it's Matt Koenig or something, that is the creator of The Simpsons. He said he did say Homer Simpson was a Bengals fan. Now, he didn't clarify Cincinnati, but if you look at the cheerleaders, they have bees on their shirt. They're in orange and black. You know, that kind of correlates to the Cincinnati Bengals. So once again, could the Simpsons get this right? I mean, they kind of already halfway did with the Bengals.
So what's
in the
with
Super
your
Bowl.
Score there then? Like,
what, well, my that? Like, OK, so someone out there picked Cincinnati to beat LA 34-31. That was kind of a third party that did that. That wasn't the Simpsons.
Okay. And then on the right, where on you the right, Bengals then losing.
Yes. I'm reversing
you
that.
Are,
I'm
you
reversing
are. Okay.
That. So actually, can you put that back up real quick? So I am going to actually flip that score and say, I think the Rams win this game 34 to the Bengals 31. Okay. So I like the Bengals to cover, and there's my over 65. So Joe, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your Super Bowl prediction?
Oh, geez.
Now you said the Bengals.
It's going to be higher than that. You're looking for actual scores.
If you don't want to give me an actual score, you don't have to, but
yeah, it's going to be in the high 30s, and it's going to be more than 4 because I took them straight up.
Yep.
So, I'm going to go in the 36, maybe.
Okay. You could have them win them by 1 point. Yeah. You don't have to cover.
But I took straight up.
Yeah,
I took straight up without the points.
So as long as they're winning.
That's right.
So Joe is going with the Bengals in the high 30s to win straight up and go over. I am taking the Rams to win, the Bengals to cover, and we're both getting the over. Again, we'll put that out on social media. Okay. So there is that. Now, we all know a major portion of the Super Bowl, and the reason why it's so popular is because it kind of caters to all. Some people watch it because of the parties. You know, they go to a Super Bowl party. Some people watch it for the commercials. Some people watch it for the music entertainment. But I would say the majority are watching for the actual football. You know, whether you're a Rams fan, whether you're a Bengals fan, or whatever it might be, a lot of people are, you know, watching this game. And the numbers are going to be ridiculous. They always are. But a big portion of the entertainment is the halftime show. Now, before we get into that, Joe, mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. If you either are at home watching the game or you go to a Super Bowl party, what's your go-to food? If you had to pick something, what's your go-to food?
Go-to food, probably pizza. I'm a pizza guy.
Yeah. I think pizza is probably the safe bet. I'm probably like a pizza, wings, and then I'll throw some vegetables, some carrots or celery on there to make me feel a little bit better about myself. But you know,
virtuous while you're, you know,
exactly
9,000 calories,
exactly.
But I got my carrot.
Exactly. Yeah. I can eat as many of those carrots as I want. So, and just dip it in ranch dressing while you're at it. So, all right, let's get in and feel free to, I'm going to just go through my list 10 to 1, but feel free to interject any points. Now, I shared this out on Friends of Fast Freddy. And if you know Fast Freddy, he is a huge music guy. He's iconic. He's especially in the Youngstown area. A lot of people know him. Now, a lot of his fans and, you know, some who may be watching this later will be very opinionated. I took some of their thoughts, some of my, you know, friends and family's thoughts about Super Bowl halftime performances. And I have a lot of recency bias in my list, but I am curious what you guys think. So feel free to drop anything in the comments. But let's start with, now I did 10 with two honorable mentions. So 12 overall, and this is what, Super Bowl 56, I believe. So 12 out of the 56 are represented here. So number 10, I'm going with the 2021. And I mean, look at that picture, for God's sakes. They're both in their 50s, for God's sakes. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, whether you like their music or not, they did a great job, halftime performance. And, you know, made the saying popular, 50 is the new 40, which is the new 30. I mean, you know, they look great and they did a good job. So Shakira and Jennifer Lopez in the 2022 Super Bowl is my number 10 overall. Any thoughts on Shakira or J-Lo? Okay.
All right. Married guy.
Okay. That's all right. The next one, we're going with another female here, but Madonna. Madonna, you know, if you were a kid of the 80s or 90s, you probably grew up listening to Madonna. She did an awesome job at the Super Bowl 2012. Now, the other people that were with her, LMFAO, MIA, some other people like that, a lot of vowels in there, a lot of acronyms, letters, too. A lot of acronyms. Yeah. So I liked her performance. I didn't necessarily like the other people, but, you know, the big thing with the Super Bowl halftime show is there's a lot of cross culture, cross different types of music put together. But I thought Madonna did a good job and was worthy of a top 10 spot. All right, number 8. This was just basically straight up music. And this is one of my biggest regrets as a music fan, was not seeing Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers before he passed away. He passed away, I want to say it was about 3 or 4 years ago. And I regret not seeing him. I listened to a little bit of this concert. Obviously, I watched the whole thing when it was live. But back in 2008, I listened to just a little bit of it. Did a great job. And a lot of his songs go right along with like sports, Running Down a Dream and stuff like that. Free Fallin', just some great classical, just good American music. So are you a Tom Petty fan at all?
I am. And I can remember that one, that appearance. It was different than I was used to hearing him sound. I wasn't that I was disappointed, but it was a weird one.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the venue probably affects it.
That, yeah,
you know,
sure.
Whether you're indoors or outdoors, the you know, the fans around you, all that stuff probably goes into effect. So Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers come in at number 8. All right, let's go to number 7. Another female and female performance and group. Now Beyonce has been in at least 3 different Super Bowl halftime shows that I know of. I went with the 2013 one where she kind of brought back her old group and Destiny's Child. They are just fantastic. They just do an amazing job with stage presence. Her voice is fantastic. They're not bad to look at, obviously. So Beyonce and Destiny's Child comes in at number 7 on my
list. Hey, your slides
list are
on point, man. They're looking good. You did a great job.
I try. You know, getting better at this graphic design stuff. Next picture, not as high quality, but this one was a great one. This was just straight up music. A lot of times you're seeing the fireworks, you're seeing all this other stuff done on the side. You're seeing all these hundreds and thousands of people on the field, but this was just a straight up good musical performance. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 2009. This comes in at number 6. Now, Bruce Springsteen, phenomenal performer. Someone I've never seen in person, but by the way, does have a song entitled Youngstown, yep, which is pretty cool. Right. I'd have to think about what my favorite Bruce Springsteen. Do you have a favorite Bruce Springsteen song?
I've heard, I mean, Youngstown's probably it. You gotta go with Youngstown.
Okay. I'm probably like Dancing in the Dark or Born in the USA.
Born in the US.
You know, the classics. There's so many you could go down and list with Bruce Springsteen, but phenomenal. And obviously has that song called Youngstown, which is always, you know,
it's near
and dear to our hearts. Yeah. Number five. Now, this one I put pretty high because a lot of people that don't necessarily like her type of music, Lady Gaga, did a wonderful job. Now, she started the show by literally dropping from the roof, like on, you know, on whatever strings or whatever things they had her attached to. But Lady Gaga's voice is phenomenal. She played the piano in this performance. She did an amazing job. She had a really popular movie out at the time with Bradley Cooper too. So,
but she totally ripped that off of Fart Man. You remember Eminem flies in from the roof?
Fart Man. I did. That. I haven't thought about that in 20 years, but
I can't believe it didn't make your list. What the hell?
Oh, Fart Man. Sorry. Maybe he'll make this list if Eminem's in the Super Bowl halftime show this year. Maybe. So interesting. Okay. But Lady Gaga, I mean, that's a really, really good performance. If you didn't see it, go back and check that one out. The next one. Now, this next one kind of goes along the lines of what I said with Madonna. Now, Bruno Mars comes in at number four. Bruno Mars and his band, 2014. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were also in this. I didn't love that portion of it. Red Hot Chili Peppers have some good music, but Bruno Mars and his band, I don't know what his band's name is, but stole the show. Amazing dancing, amazing singing, great performance, and just everything you're looking for in a halftime show. So Bruno Mars comes in at number four on my list. And he's been in several different halftime shows as well because he's just a phenomenal performer.
I think it's the Uranuses. Bruno Mars and the Uranuses.
Oh, boy. I'm going to guess that. I'm going to put money on it's not.
We're going planetary. Uranuses.
Oh, Mars. I didn't put that together.
Now you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruno Mars and the Uranuses. Somebody knows Bruno Mars's band name. We apologize. I honestly don't know what his band name is. Oh my gosh. All right, number three, you got to go to the king of pop here. Michael Jackson. Number three, 1993. This was in, I believe, the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. This was the Bills Giants Super Bowl. I think this might have been the one where Whitney Houston, no, I take that back. That was the year before. But Michael Jackson, great, you know, great performer, the king of pop. Whatever you think of him, you know, outside of music is kind of irrelevant in this list, but gave a great
Was that the Pepsi one where he got hurt same year?
I think it was brought to you by Pepsi or sponsored by Pepsi. I don't know about
yeah, they had
injuries.
Some like rogue firework that burned him or something that in that year.
That's is that where they came from? I think he probably said that beforehand, but might have thrown a little Shimona.
That's pretty good, man.
Oh man. Thanks to South Park's imitation of Michael Jackson, I learned a few things. Nice. All right, number two. This was a lot of people's number one was Prince. Now the coolest part of this one. Prince, this Super Bowl in 2007 was in Miami. It was actually raining, and he ended the song with Purple, or he ended the show with Purple Rain. So I just thought that was really, really cool. So Prince, he did some mashups with some Queen songs, some other very, very popular songs that were not his own. And I think a lot of people think Prince, they think of his music, but they don't realize the level of talent he was. I was a little bit too young at the time to appreciate Prince in all his greatness, I guess. But, you know, since he has passed a few years ago, I kind of listened to a lot more of his music and really appreciate his talent. Do you have a favorite? Oh, let me go back to Michael Jackson. Do you
yeah,
have a,
I,
do you,
I,
Oh, go ahead.
I was totally off. I was off by 9 years from when he got burned doing the commercial.
That's okay.
It was a Pepsi commercial.
Okay.
And it was like a big performance. Like it was a Super Bowl like commercial.
Yeah.
But it wasn't had anything to do with the actual Super Bowl.
Okay.
And it was way earlier. So.
Okay.
So all those of you who are screaming at your radios or your podcast.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. What were you going to ask about MJ?
Favorite Michael Jackson song. Do you have one?
What was the one with the tiles lit up on the,
is that Billie Jean?
Billie Jean.
Yeah.
That was it.
I think it's
and Thriller.
That would be mine. Thriller would be my number one. Billie Jean, probably number two. He had a song called Dirty Diana. It was excellent. Mm-hmm. And there were some other ones. Obviously you could probably list 25 songs with Michael Jackson.
It was my first record that I bought.
Really?
The Thriller record. And
I love the music video and the dance and the people that can do that dance. One of my friends, at his wedding, his wife, and her bridal party did that dance. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. So that was pretty neat.
And now, I had that song with Paul McCartney that the girl is mine.
Yeah,
mine,
yeah.
Mine.
And he was a crossover talent. And whatever you think of him outside of the music industry is a separate conversation, but his music is great. How about a Prince song? Do you have a favorite Prince song?
So I like the movie Pretty Woman. And so in the movie, they make some Prince references. So the kiss is probably
okay.
It. Now, Raspberry Beret, like I can remember as a kid just blasting Raspberry Beret. So those are probably my two favorites.
Okay. I think I'd have to go with Let's Go Crazy. I think that one's good. So,
Dearly beloved.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're gathered here today.
Yeah. It starts really weird. But once you get into it, boom, awesome. All right. Couple honorable mentions. Now, this was from a couple of people in the Freddy list. They said when it's over. Because and I can appreciate this, because if it's a mediocre or poor Super Bowl halftime show, it's not interesting. It's a good time, and I think the reason I wanted to include this as well is a lot of people, whether it's great, whether it's good, whether it's okay, are going to complain no matter what.
Yeah.
If you go to social media during the halftime show or right after, it's going to explode with either people that love it or hate it. There's going to be no one in between. It's either going to be love or hate. And most of the time it's on the don't like side, because those are generally the louder people, the people that are complaining or don't like it. But I get it. But if you don't like it, just go get up and go get some food or, take a bathroom break, whatever it might be. So, so if not, move on. But I had to include that in the honorable mention. And then the one honorable mention, everybody knows this one, is
the most famous,
the wardrobe malfunction, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, 2004. The FCC certainly remembers this one with the violation with her, Janet Jackson's, let's say pasty or whatever was shown. I've never actually seen the full clip. I didn't catch it live. So, I was probably up getting food when that was happening, but, both great performers.
I'll just have to,
but you know,
I'll see if I
could
turn you red.
Oh man. But I mean, Janet Jackson, hard to go wrong with her. So those were my honorable mention. Let me recap real quick while Joe looks this up, and then we'll get to our number one in a minute. But Shakira, J-Lo, number 10, Madonna, number 9, Tom Petty, number 8, Beyonce and Destiny's Child, 7, Bruce Springsteen, number 6, Lady Gaga, number 5, Bruno Mars, number 4, Michael Jackson, number 3, Prince, number 2, which brings us to our number one. Oh, wait, hold on. Joe's showing this on screen for me. So
let's see if they actually show it.
They're not going to show it.
Scrubbed it from the internet.
They're not going to show it. There's no way. And her and Justin Timberlake did a great job.
Right.
But yeah, it won't be on this one. But I'm sure it's out there somewhere for someone to find. Oh, this might be it. It's coming. And that was a pretty provocative halftime performance. It's coming. Here it comes. They're getting a little grabby. And Justin Timberlake was in his prime right here. Oh, there it is. Yep. It was a pasty. She's kind of covered.
She had some bounce there. Like, the bounce is what did it. And That's, I think, what they got in trouble for, is that it took form.
I appreciate you not showing that on there for us. But
thank you for the narration, grabby and the everybody got it. Everybody saw that.
It's out there. It's out there for y'all to see.
Teenage boys got through a very difficult phase in their development because of that video.
There's a lot of young men that grew up that day.
Rewind.
replay. Over under. There's not over under on how many nipples will be shown in the Super Bowl.
I would take the under though, because I think they got that pretty well squared.
Yeah, I think, and they're probably on enacted the 5 or 7 second delay, whatever it is now. By
you
the
just
FCC.
Never see it. They might do it, but they would just disappear.
Exactly.
And I don't think any of the people performing there, I'd want to see any of that anyhow. So.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, definitely not Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre might have some.
He's probably got some man boobs. Yeah, sure. Definitely getting up there.
How did we get here, Justin?
All right, let's go to our number one pick, or at least my number one. And here's why. It's going to be U2 in 2002. And here is why. I do not necessarily love the band U2. They have some great, amazing music. They're not my favorite band by any means. However, this performance came right after September 11th, about 3 months before this. This was Super Bowl was in New Orleans, and they came out and they played Beautiful Day. They played MLK, and then they played Where the Streets Have No Name. But when they did that, they dropped a banner literally from the roof of the Superdome all the way down to the field, and every single name that passed away during the 9/11 attacks was on that list scrolling during that whole performance. And to this day, gives me absolute chills. So again, Bono, his band did a phenomenal job with that. And that for me is the number one Super Bowl performance of all time. And I don't know if it can be topped, for me at least, excuse me, because of the events right around then. And we all remember, like, this was about as most of the country has been unified ever, was in that 2002 to 2003 stretch after September 11th. You know, people love George Bush, people, you know, whether you're Democrat, Republican, the Super Bowl is about the most American thing you can get. And then that performance, literally by not a band that's not even from America, you know, and Bono opens up the jacket. It's got the American flag crest on it. And it was just like, to this day, gives you chills. If you have not seen it, or haven't seen it in 18, 19, 20 years, go watch it on YouTube. It's amazing. So thoughts on any of those?
No, that was good. I'm surprised that Aerosmith didn't make your list.
I had Aerosmith on my just miss list. And there was a couple more. Actually, I thought Katy Perry's was pretty good. I'm not a huge Katy Perry, you know, supporter, but she did a good job at her halftime performance. And there was a couple more that didn't quite make my list, but I thought those were good. So just a reminder, though, the halftime performance this year will be Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar. Joe and I are both taking the under at 10.5 songs performed by that by those performers. So with that said, that's all I got. Joe, any last comments before we wrap up our Super Bowl show here?
No, this Super Bowl, I hope they bring the Bud Bowl back, because that was my favorite
that was really
commercial
cool.
deal.
That was really cool.
I'm surprised that they haven't yet, because mm-hmm. it was so popular. And, you know, there was one year with I like the commercials. I agree. And there's been a disappointment the last 3 or 4 years with the lack of creativity that's been put into the commercials. So hopefully we rebound this year.
There was one. My favorite most recent commercial was a Doritos commercial where this kid says, you know, if you want to take a trip in my time machine, you got to pay with a bag of Doritos or something. So he gets in there, and then the box shakes, and then this old guy's like, hey, get out of here. Get off my lawn. And that's an old guy. He's like, Billy, we're in the future. You know, I just thought that was great. But I'm sure you'll see cryptocurrency commercials all out there like crazy. I'm sure you'll see Budweiser or Michelob Ultra or whatever type commercials. So,
okay,
you know,
so
the
normals. I got one question mm-hmm. for you. I'm going to try one for one too. So in the commercial spots, mm-hmm. okay, most of it's national ads, but there's like four local ads that get in there. So depending on what network you're watching. Okay. Now let's try to guess, like, besides car commercials.
Oh, cars is my go-to.
What is the only commercial that you're going to see that's not national or a car commercial that could sneak its way into the Super Bowl ads?
Oh, now it's an NBC commercial too. Now, what does NBC support? All right, so do you have an answer for this?
I don't. I'm making it up as we go. All right.
So if it's not a car commercial, which I think there will be one of those, I'm going to say food in a restaurant of some kind. I'm going to go with. Oh, damn. This is hard. You know what? No, let's go off the radar. I'm going to go with the winner, the world's largest off-price fashion store. Because I have no freaking clue. What do you say?
Oh, man. I'm going down the restaurant. I can't pick a specific one.
Okay.
But some kind of restaurant's going to make it in there.
All right. All right.
And if you want to make it so that it's less specific and more
interesting. No, I'm going to stick with the winner. The odds for that have to be like plus 20,000. I do not know anything.
If the winner plays, I'm saying shenanigans.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So real quick, I'm going with the Rams to win 34-31. Joe is going with the Bengals to win straight up, and we're both taking the over. So we both like the Bengals to cover. Joe likes the Bengals to win straight up. We're both taking the over. I'll place our other bets on social media for you guys to check out this weekend. But good luck. There's 5 Buckeyes playing in this game, so the state of Ohio will be represented well. Unfortunately, it's not the Browns, or if you're a Steeler fan, it's fortunately for us, but unfortunately for you, that's not happening either. But hopefully we get the right Ohio team in this next year or in the near future. Everybody have a great weekend. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.